Hi, it's Pete Savage from International Freelancers Academy. I want to share with you a quick little story from my past, from before I was freelancing, and I want to share it with you to maybe counter some of the advice or some of the input you've been given from well-meaning friends or relatives in terms of going out on your own and becoming a freelancer. The story is about my old marketing professor, Professor McDougall. He had a favorite catchphrase, and he was deadly, sometimes even menacing with it. What I remember is the way in which he used it. He didn't really use it as a teaching aid, but more so like a weapon, which is why I think I remember this catchphrase some 15 years after hearing it for the first time. He was very fond of saying, "Never a sample of one." And he would often scream that, usually directly at one of us students, and always in response to the student's attempt to support his or her argument or theory or idea with an anecdote, a story about a personal experience. And what our old marketing professor McDougall was trying to teach us was that in marketing, it's very dangerous to let your own isolated experience or the experience of any one person lead you to draw a general sweeping conclusion about the subject matter. Instead, you should look around a little bit, do some more research, get some more information. And of course, old Professor McDougall was right. Relying solely on a sample of one, as he called it, is unwise. In marketing, it rarely serves as well. However, in real life, if we think about it, we allow a sample of one to sway us all the time. For example, the movie rental store employee might say to you, "Actually, that movie that you've got in your hand there was kind of disappointing." And so, you know, oftentimes we might put the DVD back on the shelf or decide to rent a different movie just as a backup. Or your friend says, "Oh, Jeff and Allison went to that new restaurant the other night and the service was terrible." So you decide not to take a chance and make dinner reservations somewhere else, maybe at your old standby instead. And of course, the repercussions of a movie rental choice or a restaurant reservation choice are rarely severe, but what happens when you start listening to a sample of one when it comes to bigger issues, like your career? And I bring that up because usually solo professionals, freelancers, have at least one or two stories about someone who brought a sample of one into the equation and told them about their experience. You know, perhaps you once told a friend or relative about your interest in becoming a freelancer, only to hear something like this. "Oh, Susan's brother tried to be a freelance photographer and he starved. Now he works at a camera store." And while that might be unfortunate for Susan's brother, who's to say that has to be your fate? There are examples of people who, when they encountered failure, decided to give up and go work in a camera store, to use that example. Of course there are. And many well-meaning friends and family have no shortage of these examples to share with you when you express your desire to go and join the circus, as Chris Brogan calls it. What he means by that is starting your own solo business. But know this, there are plenty of examples of successful solo professionals out there, people who tried and failed and maybe failed again, or maybe even went into debt, perhaps more than once, and decided not to give up, but instead to persevere. You'll find some of them contribute to our content here at the Academy quite regularly. So forget about Susan's brother and the freelancer who failed and gave up. That doesn't need to be you. That person's story is merely a sample of one. Instead, I'd encourage you not to trust these samples of one and instead set your sights on your own vision of freelancing success. Look for people who've done what you want to do. Find out how they got there, learn from them, do what they did to make their business successful, and then count yourself among them, the serious, dedicated, great, shining examples of solo professionals who are right now enjoying success and living the life that they want to live. So here's a quick assignment. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and just jot down the names of all those individuals who, they may be your friends, they may be relatives, obviously people who love you and are offering well-meaning advice, but might have tried to steer you off the path that you know you want to be on. If you know you want to be an independent professional, a freelancer, but you've been given some advice from someone who maybe tried to caution you to think twice or wanted to relay one of these freelancing horror stories, just jot that person's name down. You might have a handful of people listed on your paper there. And then just take a minute to look at that list, think about each person, and just mentally thank them for their input. Thank them for caring enough about you to try and offer you some advice in terms of what they thought was best. But at the same time, once you've thanked them mentally, then also mentally let them know, although I appreciate your advice, at this point in time, I'm not going to be taking it. I'm not going to be following it. I'm going to be following my own direction. It's a surprisingly effective exercise, and it can kind of help you shake off some of the cobwebs or some of that negativity that might have been dumped on your shoulders when you first decided to go out on your own. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This has been Pete Savage from International Freelancers Academy.